Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about light within is darkness. Jesus tells us, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. That the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. And at first I'm reading this and I'm thinking like, what? That the light would become darkness. Making some sense of this here. We're going to get started with prayer. And then we're going to go through the other half of prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez. And then we take a few minutes to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves. Before we get into our time of communion, we're going to dive into this a little bit more about the light within becoming darkness. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So let's get started with the other half of prayer. And I think this other half of prayer, the process that we've been going through for the other half of prayer, can help us to understand this passage of scripture that we're going to read today. Actually, let's go ahead and read the passage first today. We're going to do it a little differently than we normally do. I think let's go ahead and read the passages of scripture first, and then we're going to go through the other half of prayer. And then take our time of communion today. So this is Luke chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. This is Jesus talking. He says, "No one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden or under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand so that those who come in may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body also is full of light. But when they are unhealthy, your body also is full of darkness. See to it then that the light that is within you is not darkness. See to it, be careful then that the light that is within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it is dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you." Let's read the next passage. Similar passage of scripture, but this one has a different context. This is from Matthew 6, verses 22 through 23. But if you look right before this passage and right after it, Jesus is talking about you can't serve two masters. You can't serve God and money. Which one is your treasure? And he says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light." Very similar passage of scripture. "But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be darkness. If then the light that is within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? So we see, we have to be careful that the light that is within us is not darkness. And if our eye is single, our whole body will be full of light. Some of the different translations of these verses talk about Jesus saying, if your eye is single, single-minded, unwavering in your faith. And so as we go through the other half of prayer here, our typical progression, usually the first thing we do before we take communion every day, is getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness. He's transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. It's the forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. But then we have to receive that from God. It's going to flow through us out into the world, out to other people in our lives. So there's three parts to it. Number one, we got to receive it from God. Just receiving that grace and mercy and love and forgiveness from God. Receiving that Him. Just a very simple thank you. Just start ramping up your gratitude for God's grace and mercy and love and forgiveness. One of the greatest ways to get yourself positioned in the light, just increase your gratitude. But then it's got to flow through us. We often tend to forget to forgive ourselves. We tend to put all this pressure on ourselves. We condemn ourselves. We're our own worst critic. We beat ourselves up. And letting that grace and that mercy and that love flow through us. Take that pressure off of yourself and let it flow through us to other people, which means what? We also got to walk in the light with other people. We got to give them the same grace and mercy and forgiveness and let some things go, roll some things away, release some things, just like God has done for us, to truly walk in this light. So it's the forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, but then we have to magnify that light. Here's the problem. That light that is within us can become darkness. That's what Jesus says. The light that is within us can become darkness. And I think the way this happens is we have to magnify that light. In our lives, we have a choice. We can magnify two different things. We can magnify light, or we can magnify darkness. We can magnify light, or we can magnify darkness. God gives us the choice of which one we want to focus on, which one we want to magnify in our lives. Which one we want to magnify in our lives. How do we magnify something? It's all about what you're focused on, what you're concentrating on, what you're thinking about, what you're meditating on, you're rolling over, you're imagining on the inside, what you're speaking about consistently. Whichever one it is going to grow bigger and bigger. Whichever you magnify, it's going to become bigger, it's going to become greater in your life. We can magnify light or we can magnify darkness. How do we magnify the light? Number one, start with gratitude. Just start praising and thanking God all throughout the day. Getting into a positioning of gratitude keeps you in the light, I believe. Ensures that that light does not become darkness. If you do anything, start praising and thanking God. Magnify the Lord with thanksgiving. I think that's Psalms 60 or 69. Magnify the Lord with thanksgiving. What are we magnifying? Magnifying that He's with you, that He's for you. He's got steadfast, unfailing love for you, that He's always on time, that nothing's impossible for Him, that He can make all grace abound to you. It's having all sufficiency at all times and all things. You can abound to every good work and be generous on every occasion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He forgives all my sins, heals all my diseases, redeems my life from the pit, crowns me with steadfast love and mercy, and satisfies my desires with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. We can begin to focus on that and to rehearse it and to meditate it and to magnify it over and over. And what happens? That light begins to grow bigger and bigger. But the alternative is we can focus on darkness. God gives us the choice of which one to focus on. And What are our signals? How do we know we're focused on darkness? Number one, complaining. Complaining, gossiping, venting. That's what brings you in. Just like gratitude brings you into the light. Complaining, gossiping, venting brings you into the light. Or brings you into the darkness, I'm sorry. Brings you into the darkness. And then we begin to focus on all that's wrong, all the evil, all the darkness, all the problems, all the issues. And we begin to focus on them. We meditate on them. We talk about them. We complain about them. We are thinking about them over and over. And the darkness begins to get magnified in the light. And it begins to extinguish, to put out that light. Begins to put out that light. Now, our signals, when we're focused on light, everything feels easy and effortless, like the pressure is off. We're full of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving, and that peace of the Lord, that peace that surpasses all understanding begins to come in. That joy of the Lord that is our strength begins to come in. It's energizing. When we're in the light, everything is energizing. You can feel your energy levels raise up. You might be working hard, but you still got more energy. When we're in the darkness, everything is dark and heavy and full of pressure and confusing. You don't know which way to go. You can't see. You're tripping and stumbling over things, and you don't even know what they are. There's fear. There's stress. There's anxiety. There's dread of the future over an uncertain future. These are all symptoms of what we're magnifying, because that light that's within us can become darkness, and God gives us the choice of which one we want to focus on. When you're in the light, you can see. When you're in the light, you can see, and your whole body is healthy. Brings life and health to every part of your body. Now notice Jesus here, verse 36 from Luke chapter 11. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it is dark, no part of it is dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you. That your body will be full of light with no part darkness. And so here's the challenge. In life, issues come at us. There's issues, there's problems, there's evil things that are happening in the world. And it's not that we deny them. It's not that we don't pretend that they don't exist and just don't talk about it. To magnify that light is to look at these problems in the face. To look at these problems and say, you know what? God is bigger. I'm going to magnify him, that nothing is impossible for him. These problems and issues are coming, but I'm going to start praising him and thanking him, maybe for the answer I haven't even seen yet. And so the question becomes, what is coming at you in your life that makes you want to magnify the darkness? That makes you want to meditate on all that's wrong, all the problems, the issues. And it's like a black hole. The more you magnify it, the more you get sucked into that, it pulls you in deeper and deeper. And that darkness begins to grow more and more. But the reverse is also true as well. The more you focus on that light, the more that light begins to grow. And as you take one issue or problem and you begin to bring it into the light, yes, there's an issue or problem, but I'm going to bring it into the light that God's with me. He's for me. Nothing's impossible for him. It's no big deal for him. I'm going to magnify that light. As you bring one issue or problem into that light, what happens? The light shines on it. It begins to cause a ripple effect where it brings other issues into the light as well. It begins to set you free in more and more ways. And when you're in the light, you can see. You can know what to do. You can know which way to go. When you're in the darkness, it's hard to know what to do. It's confusing. It's disorienting. You're tripping and stumbling over things and you don't even know what they are. When you're in the light, you can see what to do, which brings us to our next question. What do you know to do today? As you get positioned in the light, more and more, you can see more and more of what to do. What do you know to do today? Some things that have been maybe building up on the inside of you. I know I need to do that. God's been prompting me to do that. God's been stirring me to do that. I just haven't done it yet. What are the things that you know to do today? That becomes your plan for today. There might be some things in your house or your workplace or whatever it is that need to be done. Just making your list for the day. What do you know to do today? And then focus on executing it in the light. Executing those things that you know to do in the light. That what? God is with me. He's for me. I don't have to do this on my own anymore. He's right there in me and side by side with me, helping me to execute these things that I know to do. The things that God created us to walk in our lives are meant to be done in partnership with Him. They often look big and overwhelming and scary because we're looking at it what we can do on our own. But you got to remember who's with you, who you're taking into the situation. So what do you know to do today? And then executing it the right way with peace and joy and gratitude and confidence in Him. And then we've got to stay tuned into His voice as we begin to position ourselves in the light and we magnify that light, growing it bigger and bigger on the inside of us. It helps us to hear more clearly from Him as well. It's like we're tuning our radio receiver to be able to hear more clearly from Him as well. When we're in darkness, it's like we're tuned to the wrong frequency. We're tuned to the wrong channel. And I want you to remember this. Whatever you are magnifying in your life is going to magnetize you to some things. When we're focused on the light, we're magnifying the light. It's going to magnetize to pull the things of God into your life. When we're focused on darkness, it's going to magnify that and pull the things that you don't want into your life. It turns you into a magnet and pulls things through your life and into your life. But we also got to stay tuned into His voice. So as we get positioned in the light here, what is God speaking to you today? Just taking a few minutes to get still and to listen, to examine ourselves. What's God speaking to us today? Each day, you get in this habit of tuning in and listening, and I believe one of the most important steps, recording your journey. Just writing down whatever you hear. Get it recorded somehow. I think it's going to be a valuable part for you. So we're going to take communion over this today as a time to just receive God's help with this. Heavenly Father, we just thank You that You are light. You are light and You are love. And we're asking, Lord, that You would help us to have our eyes be healthy and our whole body full of light. No part of it darkness. Jesus says that it's possible here, but I know enough to know that it's not possible on our own. We're asking for Your help with this, Lord. We thank You that nothing is impossible for You. Father, I thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and He said, "This is My body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." Then He told His disciples, "Take it. Receive it. Receive that He makes you right with God. He brings you into the light. He makes you righteous and holy and perfect in God's sight. We can approach Him with freedom and confidence. And He can help our whole bodies to be full of light. We just thank You for this bread, Lord. We ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in My blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God. I believe as you begin to magnify that light more and more in your life, that light begins to fill you, every part of you. Just thinking right now, we got the Feast of Tabernacles on God's yearly cycle. The Feast of Tabernacles is starting tonight. 7-day harvest festival. A reminder, God is tabernacling with you. That light is living within you, and He wants to fill every part of us. to be full of light. And I believe as you begin to walk in that light, you're just going to know him and his heart at a higher and higher level in your life. And just know him more and more. So Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out. We've asked God for his help with this. He is faithful to give us help. He is faithful in this, but we have a choice, like I said, of what we want to focus on, what we want to magnify. Now, am I saying you're going to get all this perfect immediately? No. If we've got some patterns where we've been focused on darkness, God can help us to break those patterns. He can begin to set us free from some of those bad patterns. But there's going to be times where issues and problems come and we tend to cling to them, we hang on to them, we focus on them. But learning to let those things go and turn them back around, turn the tables on them and say, God, you know what? I'm going to trust that you're working everything for my good. You're bigger than this and nothing's impossible for you. I think that gives God great joy when he sees his children look back to him to look at the light, because light always overcomes darkness. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.